WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Stoic Mental Arma, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of sass. I'm your host, Avery Hott, here to help you build that unshakable inner fortress so you can conquer life's crazy storms. Today we're diving into something super powerful, the art of self-compassion and forgiveness. You know, in our quest for success and perfection, it's easy to fall into this trap of beating ourselves up over every little mistake, every missed opportunity, every time we stumble and fall. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like that inner voice just won't let you off the hook? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing, holding onto resentment and self-criticism is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and frankly, it's exhausting. This isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook entirely. This is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Now imagine this. You trip and fall, scrape your knee, and that inner critic jumps in, screaming, "What a klutz, how could you be so clumsy?" But then, you remember to talk to yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a friend. "Hey," you say, "it's okay, everyone falls sometimes. Let's get this knee cleaned up and keep moving." See? That's self-compassion in action. Self-forgiveness is equally important. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Holding on to past regrets and beating yourself up over them doesn't change anything. It just keeps you stuck in the past. When you forgive yourself, you release that burden, allowing yourself to learn from the experience and move forward with a lighter heart. Think about it this way: your past actions were made with the best intentions you had at the time. You've grown and learned since then, right? Give yourself credit for that. Embrace the journey, celebrate the wins, and learn from the missteps. You're doing great. So how do we actually put this into practice? First, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice that critical voice kicking in, acknowledge it, but don't let it dictate your actions. Remind yourself that you are worthy of love and kindness, even when you make mistakes. Second, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Third, practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, big and small. This can help shift your perspective and cultivate a more positive outlook. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. Let me tell you a story. This one comes from my own life. A few years ago, I had this major presentation at work that I was really nervous about. I spent weeks preparing, but on the day of the presentation, I completely blanked. My mind went totally blank and I stumbled through it like a deer in headlights. Of course, that inner critic jumped in full force. It whispered all these negative things about my abilities, saying things like, "You're a complete failure and you will never be good enough." But then I stopped. I took a deep breath and reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes and this one presentation doesn't define me. I learned from the experience, made some adjustments for next time, and moved on. And you know what? Things turned out okay in the end. Sometimes, those moments of perceived failure are actually opportunities for growth. Listen up, because this is where it gets good. We're talking about taking control of your mindset. It's a muscle that needs training just like any other. So start today by practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. Talk to yourself with kindness, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and never give up on yourself. And hey, remember to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra dose of mental armor, because everyone deserves to feel strong, capable, and loved. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.